Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi everyone, 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
今天我们的节目呢要说说 bizarre Chinese habits.
Okay.
Incomprehensible to foreigners.
Okay, so like 奇怪的习惯。
就是我们中国人一些很可爱的、很特有的、古怪的习惯，外国人不能理解的。
Okay, let's talk about these habits and see how weird they really are, Jenny.
首先说一下，我今天的这个主题呢，是来自前两天我看了一篇在国外的一个就英语的公众号，然后他就是说的这个，然后 bizarre 就是 strange, weird.
Yeah, weird.
然后呢，habits 就是习惯，对吧？ Bizarre Chinese habits.然后 incomprehensible to foreigners.
This is kind of like something that you just can't think of or understand why they do it.
对 if something is incomprehensible, 就是你不明白不懂
Yes, it's like,how, why would they do that?
然后我和 Spencer 看到他这 list 一些习惯呢 Spencer 说 I do that, why is that bizarre?
Yeah.
但是也有一些呢他就说这个真的是美国人可能不太懂
Yeah, I think about half of this list is...kind of weird or whatever but the other half I don't think is weird but
好那我们先说说我后来我们两个又想到一些习惯是他这张 list 里面没有的、
okay.
他这个 list 里面先说他说中国人用筷子打蛋
yeah using chopsticks to beat eggs this is not weird I don't find that weird
对我也想这有什么奇怪但我当然我觉得可能奇怪的是 foreigners don't use chopsticks
we use an egg beater
对
but that's you know I don't know
the same thing
I always kind of thought that the egg beater was a waste of money
对对对
because I was like why do I need to buy this eggs are very simple to mixI don't need this metal thing.
I don't need a special
equipment. That. Yeah, no. So chopsticks. So it's very practical to use chopsticks, I think.
对，所以chopsticks 我们都知道是筷子啊。打蛋，刚刚你说的动词是
yeah, beat eggs. Literally 打蛋。
Beat.
Yeah, we beat the eggs.
所以你可以 beat someone up, 打人。
Yeah, yeah.
当然 that's not good, but
no.
you can beat eggs.
No, you can beat some eggs.
好，那当然一个。住在美国的美国人他家根本没筷子他可能觉得这奇怪
Well you know what I use in America Jenny? 勺子 I use a spoon
勺子对对对
I don't even use an egg beater I use a spoon So I don't
或者我婆婆她加拿大人她用那个叉子
Yeah that's fine
对、
yeah.
但是讲到筷子是有好几个美国人跟我说过他们觉得奇怪的就是有的时候我们去一个饭店可能那个小饭店Not very clean, 不是那么卫生。然后我们中国人就会问他要点 boiling water, hot water, 烫一下那个筷子喝。但美国人觉得很奇怪，他说 Would that work? 他说 Why are you guys doing this?
It's better than nothing. Hot boiling water can kill some germs. I agree.
这个消毒啊，你这烫的不就有可能有些？
哎呦，这些外国人就是不懂啊。
对，这外国人不懂。然后你同样说到。水另外一个我自己很有切身体会就是我们中国人的 habits、外国人觉得奇怪的就是我们早上一起来、不会喝冷水、we don't drink cold water
drink
first thing in the morning yeah we always drink warm water or in winter we tend to drink warm water、
okay.
然后很多外国人就会说为什么中国人都爱喝那么烫的水
okay I'm half and half with you here on this one Jenny Summertime, I'm with the foreigners. I'm drinking ice water. Wintertime, I'll drink hot water. It makes sense. So if the weather's hot, I want something to cool me down. If the weather's really cold, I want something to warm me.
但是我觉得你可能也不是那么有代表性的那个美国人，因为你来中国一段时间了。So you've kind of got like localized. 你已经比较本土化。
This is true, but still, if it's summertime here in Shanghai and I see Chinese.I've been with Chinese people and they drink hot water when it's hot outside. And I think, God, that's crazy.
那可能是我奶奶的年纪吧。我们年轻人夏天也喝冷的。但我真的发现，比如我冬天到加拿大去嘛，我的婆婆，就是她都喝冷水，她也不喝热水，她甚至家里没有烧水壶。
Right.
She didn't even have a kettle.
Yeah.
然后我是到了加拿大，因为我说，我们小孩那个 baby kids 都要喝热水，然后再自己去买一个 kettle。他说 ，Why do you boil water?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, I've worked in bars over the years and stuff when I was younger, and like, yeah, in the winter time, people would still want ice water. I think why it's cold out, you know.
所以你比较像中国人。
Yeah, a little bit.
好，那哎，你有没有还有发现一个奇怪的事情？就中国人很多。家里啊，你感觉它厨房里面看起来像一个 oven，像一个烤箱的东西。
Oh, yeah.
但实际呢，它不是烤箱，它是一个消毒柜。
Okay, so that's where it's like a cupboard. It's where they put all this. They put stuff in the oven.
不，还不是 cupboard. Cupboard 是一个储物柜。
They use it like a cupboard.
不是，很多我们家里看起来像 oven 的东西是一个你们叫什么 sterilizer？ 消毒柜。
哦，消毒。Yeah. Sterilizer. Yeah.
对。因为消毒柜这个东西我在美国没看到过。
Yeah, no, you don't have that.
是吧？就是家里不会买。Maybe a restaurant, they will buy it.
I've worked in restaurants. I've never even seen those there.
天哪，你们好脏哦，都不想。
But we use the 消毒的杀菌的那种液体肥皂、you know, the soap that we use to kill germs. I mean,
no, dish soap.
Yeah, and that's good enough.
洗碗液。因为在中国我们也是洗碗液什么用好、我们还要放到消毒柜再去把它消毒、然后家里没有消毒柜的就是每天吃饭前、我们会把那个 dish chopstick 都要 use hot water to kill the germs 要烫一下、
So here we are back with the hot water again. We don't do any of those though. We don't have the 消毒柜。
你们没有消毒的 concept， 没有消毒的概念。
No, I think we think the soap is good enough.
因为我们是觉得 soap， 你虽然消毒，但是用水再去冲它，那个水是脏的，所以我们一定要消毒或者用热水烫一下。
I can understand that.
所以就是你跟外国人解释我要烫筷子、烫碗 ，they don't get it.
No.
They just simply don't get it. 还有你刚刚说的，你看有些人可能家里的消毒柜或者 oven 里面，就变成一个 cupboard。
Yeah, that's what I meant before. But actually, I don't think that's that weird either. My mom used to keep stuff in the oven when I was a kid.
哦，所以美国人也会，就是。
Yeah, I mean, I 你要看你的厨房是多大。I mean, if it's not big enough, maybe you can use the oven to store some stuff.
Fully utilize your space.
That's right.、Jenny.
美国人也会在烤箱里面塞鞋子，塞什么
？At least my mom did.
我跟你讲，我看到一个美国人很奇怪的习惯，我真的不能理解，就是。把那个 sneakers 把跑鞋放到洗衣机里去洗。
Oh, you have done that before.
So dirty! 你怎么能把球鞋放到洗衣机去洗
？I don't know. I've done that before, but that's actually I don't think that's good for the shoes either. I think it kind of beat up your shoes.
It's not good for the shoes, and it's so dirty. 你还要把内衣放在洗衣机里洗。
Yeah, I agree with you there, Jenny.
所以我们下一次应该做一个什么 10 bizarre American habits incomprehensible to Chinese.
Let's do it.
那。另外有一个习惯就是你看一个中国人的家庭里面会囤很多 plastic bag.
Yeah. Again, I don't think this is weird. I do that too.
Wait,
my parents do too.
哦，所以不只是你到中国来开始囤塑料袋，你爸爸妈妈在美国家里也 stores、
yeah.
a lot.
I mean, 我爸爸 he's kind of like a 囤狂 he's kind of like a
hoarder.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hoarder, but even my mom who's not a hoarder, like it'sYou save the bags because you can use them later.
这样，因为你有的时候当 garbage bag，
exactly,
当垃圾袋，或者你要什么带什么东西出去可以放。
Exactly, I think this way is you know 比较环保。
对啊
，for the environment.
那不奇怪，所以我觉得可能写这篇文章的这个外国人，他是一个 young single American，
yeah,
就是所有居家过日子的习惯，他都觉得很 bizarre， 很 weird.
Yeah, maybe he's just the weirdo because he doesn't do any of this stuff.
对，因为他是 single，、他不用。
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, 还有一个，你觉不觉得奇怪？就是中国人到别人家的时候都会换鞋。When you visit someone, you 就很多时候我们要把那个鞋脱在外面
，yeah.
And they'll give you slippers, 会让你穿拖鞋。或有的时候 ，Have you seen the 鞋套 like little plastic?
Oh, of course.、
covers?
Yeah, of course. And I again, I don't think this is just, this is, we definitely, we don't really do this in the States, but I don't think this is weird either. It makes sense because outside dirty, and you don't want to track dirt into the house.
对，但是你刚刚说在美国普遍大家不需要拖鞋，对吧？ When you visit someone's
home. Yeah, you'll wear shoes into their home.
我还记得我看过一集 Sex and City, 那个欲望都市，然后里面女主角她就是去她一个朋友家，好像什么宝宝满月派对，然后那个人说 Oh, sorry, you have to leave your shoes out. 然后他就觉得很奇怪，说哦，我的鞋很贵，我不能放在外面会被人家偷，然后最后真的被人家偷掉了。就是、
yeah.
其实在中国 I think it's 对，就是 very, it's a common practice.
Yeah.
因为很脏，你 不要踩脏别人的脚。
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. It just, that way it keeps the house clean.
嗯，
you know?
那还有你有没有觉得奇怪，就是我们中国人回家会换衣服。就也觉得外面的衣服很脏，然后到家、
yeah.
我的第一件事就是要换成家里的衣服。
Yeah, I mean, I understand that too. I, again,
but you just don't do it.
I actually, personally, I don't really do that.
And in America, I don't think
No.
it's that common.
No, it's not that common. I mean, people, if people switch clothes when they get home, it's because they want to wear something a little more
comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, not because they think it's dirty.
Dirty, 对。
Unless you've been working outside, you know, like...
是真的身上有什么泥土什么脏的。
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
我告诉你，这个对我来说还是有一个很惨痛的就很纠结的经历，因为我刚结婚的时候，因为我先生他外国人嘛，加拿大人，然后他也没有这个习惯，然后后来我妈就跟我说，她说哎，你跟你老公说一下外面衣服多脏啊，然后他回家这个牛仔裤什么有的时候累了就往床上一躺就一坐，他说怎么可以，然后他我妈就一直唠叨我这个，让我去跟我老公说，然后后来我就是哎，随便他了，他要怎么样，后来我妈妈就自己去跟她说了。
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she even bought some, like, home pants.
So does he switch clothes when he gets home now?
Yes.
Really?
我们现在已经结婚六年了，所以他的习惯也真的变很中国。而且我老公还说，I see the point now. 他说现在我觉得很有道理，因为外面真的很脏。
It does have a point to it, I think.
啊，好，那我们今天最后要说的一个比较怪的中国人的习惯呢，就是好多外国人都跟我说 ，Why are so many old people walking backwards and clapping their hands on street？ 就很多外国人说，为什么会经常看到中国的老人他倒着走路，然后有的时候还在那儿拍手啊什么的。
So walking backward and clapping hands.It might look kind of weird, but...
我们觉得这是 it's good, it promotes health. 我们觉得这是养生的。
I mean, the way I kind of look at it is, I mean, you know, I do a lot of exercising, and, you know, there's parts of the body that people don't really use a lot, so they get weak and this kind of stuff. So my take on this is, well, if you're old, one, your body gets weaker. Two, if you're walking backwards...You're probably exercising like parts of the body that people neglect.
对对对，哇 ，Spencer， 你好贴心，你好 understanding 哦。我今天跟你讲的，你都觉得 makes sense.
I get it.
对，但是那个外国人他们就会觉得，啊，这很奇怪，为什么倒着走会对身体好？我没有研究过为什么倒走会对身体好。反正我就说我们中国人就是很注重养生呀。然后还有一些外国人觉得很奇怪，就是 you have these playgrounds, but they're not for kids, they're for old people.
Yeah, those things are awesome.
就是他们会觉得那个也是很奇怪的，就是我们有很多小区里的健身器材，然后你会看到老人在上面弄，他们就说，哦，这是小孩玩的，为什么老人在弄？那我觉得你老了，因为你。就是我们觉得老了以后更要多动一下。
Yeah, you gotta grease the wheels, Jenny. You gotta work those joints out. You know?
对。
I mean, when you get old, you have like 那个关节炎, you have arthritis. You need it makes sense. Our old people need that.
Exactly. 我是觉得像我们中国人到美国去看很奇怪的，就是很多美国人。他就是不注重健康，又不走，然后出去你会看到很多、
exactly.
不是轮椅 ，but they're like you know kind of like wheelchairs, but they're 自动的 automatic,
yeah, like you turn it on
and it drives itself.
Yeah, yeah. So
what are those called?
I mean, you just call them electric wheelchairs usually.
Oh,
yeah.
你在美国会看到很多人，甚至你到什么迪士尼乐园可以租那些东西。
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you talking about the one with the handlebars?
对对对。
You might call them a rascal.
叫什么
Rascal. It's a 一种品牌
Rascal.
There's a brand of these electronic scooters, and they're called Rascals.
对，就我们觉得很奇怪，就有些人真的是他就关节不好，因为他不像他如果多倒走走，他就不需要这个东西。
See, I mean, with my years, I'm not old. I'm not 30 yet. You know, I'm not that old. But
you're not even 30.
I'm 28. But I, you know, the idea is you know, weak muscles are prone to injury, so you need to exercise to strengthen things.
所以你看我们中国人这个习惯养生的习惯多好，包括 good for the environment, 囤塑料袋以后用，对吧？这都是好习惯。
Yeah, no, I agree, Jenny. I agree. Now only if, here's an odd one that's not on that list. Now only if Chinese people could stop smoking cigarettes in the gym, maybe you'd be more healthy.
What kind of gym are you going to?
I go to physical.
有人在健身房里抽烟?
Every Chinese gym I've ever been to, they,
现在中国很多 indoor 室内都是 smoke-free, 都是禁烟的。
It doesn't matter what it says. Every time, in the bathroom, they smoke in the bathroom and in the locker room.
Then you should switch gym and come to my gym. No one ever smokes in my gym.
但是因为你是女生嘛，女孩子家抽什么烟
呢? But I never smelled cigarettes smelling my gym.
Yeah,
好了好了，我们今天。
Anyway, that's a weird Chinese habit, okay? They smoking in gyms.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。有什么你觉得很 bizarre, 很奇怪的美国人的习惯？
嗯、mm.。
大家可以在今天的留言里面告诉我们，
yeah,
然后下次对可以做一期这样的节目。好，那大家关注我们的微信公众号，因为有很多好的内容，然后包括你可以试用我们付费的课程，另外呢也有付费课程微信特惠的购买。 Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见，
拜拜。